Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
One of my favorite old stories, one of my favorite stories when I was a kid was the emperor has no clothes. And it's, of course, the story about an emperor who loved beautiful clothing so much that two swindlers convinced him that they could make the most beautiful garments ever made. But there was just this one catch. These clothes, they told him, would be invisible to fools, and that only the intelligent, only the worthy people in the know could see them. And that was a remarkable trick, because not only did it fool the emperor, but it trapped everybody else. His advisors, they walked in and they didn't see anything. Emperor's ministers didn't see anything. The noble people didn't see anything. The townspeople, they didn't even see anything. But nobody would say a thing. Nobody would admit that they couldn't see it, because admitting it meant risking something way worse than simply being wrong. It meant risking exclusion. It meant humiliation. It meant standing apart from the crowd. So everybody nodded along. Everybody smiled. Everybody praised the beauty and the magnificence of those garments that weren't there. Eventually, the emperor just walked naked through the streets as everybody clapped along, until a kid finally said, "But he's got no clothes. He's naked." And just like that, the spell broke. Not because anything changed, because somebody finally spoke honestly about what everybody else clearly saw. I know that I like to think of myself as a rational, independent thinker, and I'm sure that you do too. And I think probably most people would. But history and psychology tell an entirely different story. In 1951, a psychologist named Solomon Asch conducted a really interesting and famous experiment. And in the experiment, participants were placed in a room with several other people and shown a simple image, three lines of different lengths. The task was easy. You just needed to identify which line matched the sample line. It's obvious, super elementary, kid-level stuff, except there was a twist. Everybody else in the room was an actor, and one by one, the actors intentionally gave the wrong answer. So the actual participant was sitting there hearing person after person confidently say something that was obviously wrong. It was obviously just not true. So remarkably, many of these participants just went along with it. Not because they couldn't see the reality, but because social pressure distorted their willingness to actually point it out and to speak reality. And that's important, because most people that going through the experiment, they didn't just become blind. They became wildly uncomfortable with the scenario. And that's obviously a really big difference, because we often imagine courage as charging into battle. But many times, being courageous, it's a lot smaller than that. Sometimes being courageous means, "I don't think that that's true." And everybody else is saying, "That's true." So this Asch conformity experiment, they revealed something very, very, very human about us, is that a lot of the time we care more about belonging than being accurate or being correct. And of course that makes sense, because throughout the majority of human history, getting expelled from the tribe meant you were going to die. You couldn't make it out there on your own. So our nervous systems evolved to monitor social agreement all the time. What's everybody else doing? What's everybody else saying? What behaviors are acceptable? What beliefs are dangerous? And that ancient survival software is still running today. Obviously, we see it everywhere. But only now the tribe, it's no longer 50 people. Now it's Facebook, Instagram. MSNBC, Fox News, whatever, corporations, politics, online mobs, influencers, algorithms, comment sections, perhaps most dangerously, perceived consensus. Because people do not need an actual majority to conform. They just need the sense of the feeling that there's a real majority. If every screen that you look at tells you everyone else believes this, if every institution says this is settled science, if every public figure says only bad people disagree with this, well, then many individuals begin doubting their own perceptions. They're doing the math. And not because reality changed, but because the risk, the social risk, increased. So that's why The Emperor's New Clothes is a timeless story. It's not really about a foolish emperor. It's about the foolishness in every single one of us. It's about the terrifying moment when people stop trusting their own eyes and begin outsourcing their reality to the mob, to the crowd.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I'm not saying the crowd's always wrong. There can be wisdom in crowds, and sometimes collective action is totally necessary. So consensus can certainly emerge for good reasons, but human beings have a permanent vulnerability to social conformity, especially under fear, especially under uncertainty, especially under threat, especially when status and belonging are involved. And here's a fascinating thing about it. In Ash's experiments, conformity dropped dramatically when even one other person told the truth. Just one. One ally changed everything because the participant no longer felt alone. So this is why dissent matters so much in a healthy, highly functioning society. Not reckless contrarianism. Not some form of performative rebellion, not just saying no for the sake of saying no, but observing things as they are, interacting with the world as it actually is instead of how we want it to be, independent thought, the willingness to say, I see something different. And that's really important because many systems are held together not by genuine agreement, but by mutually reinforced performance. So people perform belief because they assume everybody else believes. We see this everywhere. And meanwhile, countless other people are saying, I can't be the only one. Am I the only one that thinks that this is BS? Until somebody finally says that thing out loud. And suddenly everybody realizes, oh gosh, I thought I was alone. I thought I was the only one. That's why truth-telling is contagious, and so is courage, but unfortunately so is cowardice. Every culture drifts towards whichever one it rewards the most. So the question is not whether conformity exists. It certainly always will. I think that the real question is, at what point do you stop surrendering your own perception to the crowd? At what point do you trust your eyes again? At what point do you decide that being honest matters more than just fitting in? Because eventually, every person encounters a moment where the crowd is applauding something they know deep, deep down is false, is BS, is not true. And in that moment, you've got a choice. You nod your head and clap along, or you can tell the truth. Be that child that says, the emperor has no clothes. Because sometimes civilization advances when one ordinary person says, the emperor has no clothes. Sometimes your life changes the exact same way. When I say do your part by doing your best, that means be honest. Have the courage to say, no, thank you. This is not true. What you are saying is a lie. And just because you're saying it, and it kind of seems like everybody else is saying it too, doesn't make it true. And it does not mean that I am going to be going along with it. Not this time, not again. Probably not next time either. Do your part by doing your best.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.